Aurora CPA Mobile.
Pepper, are you going to play tennis, KI4DOS?
I'm going to play tennis. We'll be playing indoors.
Outdoors in the rain?
I'm kind of over that. Oh, me. So, they won't even have... I'm going to a clinic, and they won't even have the bubble open if there's a tornado warning. But when they drop the warning, they didn't cancel it, so I'm going to be a little late. But I'll get most of it in, so I'm going to go ahead and go.
Get too hot and sweaty on the inside. I'm sure they got the air conditioning on for you.
It'll be comfortable enough to play tennis in. You might break a sweat, but heck, I'm not going to complain about that because that's a good thing. I need to lose some weight. I gained some weight over the winter, so I need to lose it. And that's my goal, is by about mid-summer that I'll be back at my the weight that I was at before the winter came.
Makes it rough on all of us. You know, we don't get out and exercise, and then all of a sudden you all you do is sit around the house and eat, at least I do, and then it gets terrible that way.
I was a couch potato, and I did play tennis. I continued to play, but not as much, because I just didn't have the opportunity, and mainly, especially when we had all that snow and ice and the rain, it ruined the courts for about 2 weeks there. We couldn't. They were just closed. they had three hard courts open, and that was it. So you can imagine, you know. I don't know how many people, but I'm sure hundreds of people fighting over three courts.
We don't have to do that tonight. Enjoy yourself. I've arrived at the place I've intended to arrive at, so I'm going to jump out and go inside a minute. If you're still out here mobiling around, I'll holler at you when I come back. You have a good afternoon. Good talking to you, even though it was very briefly, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm glad you arrived safely, and you have a good evening. And we'll talk to you later, KI4DOS, KB4CBA Mobile.
YQK Mobile.
KB4CBA.
David, making my way through the rainy storm over to the other side of Greenville.
Hey, what's going on? I'm here at Haywood Road and Pelham intersection, and just a little light drizzle, and that's about it. They lifted the warning, tornado warning, so I'm headed for the sports club to play some tennis.
The tornado, I'm coming from Berea area. I'm headed over to Haywood out to Sassatoons to pick up my meals for the week.
Well, they were showing some, the possibility of rotation. So they, it's funny because we watch Channel 4, so Chris Justice was on the TV, and he cannot stop broadcasting, talking about the weather until the warning goes away. So he just had to just keep talking. It's amazing to, you know, hear somebody just keep saying the same thing in different ways. He does a good job.
Down forward before I sat down to see that. Yeah, I remember how they do that there. I think it was heating bed right as I was leaving the house, that where I'm at. It's good that we had this rain, though, because we were headed into a drought, because we didn't have rain for a long time.
Definitely need some rain, and, you know, my grass needs cutting already, so it's really going to need cutting by the time I'm going to be able to get to it, because they're predicting rain every day this week. So I hope they're wrong. You know, I hope we get some rain, but I hope they're wrong about it raining every day.
Well, I just planted some seed on the property I cleared off next door. That can use rain. I planted the seeds about a week ago, having to water it myself. So this probably helped out a lot. Get some grass growing up, and I got some seeds for the real shaded area.
The guy next door bought some sod. What kind of grass was that? Zoysia, I think it is. And he said that it'll grow anywhere. It'll grow in the shade, you know, sun, whatever. So, and I have places where grass won't grow. So, I probably need to get in the backyard there. There's a couple little spots. And it's real hilly and, you know, it's a booger to cut because I have three sweet gum trees, and the sweet gum balls fall and hit the ground, and then I step on them, and then I'm on a hill, and I fall down. I've fallen on that hill so many times, cutting grass, it's not even funny.
Riverbank, you know, it goes down a gradual way close to the riverbank. I have to use a weed eater in order to cut that area. Lawnmower like sink into the sandy area, so a weed eater is the best choice sometimes.
We had a pretty good size deck built, and it has covered up a good bit of that area, so I can use a weed eater in the majority of it, especially on one side, and so yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, they got everything cleaned off next door now. I'm starting to work on the antenna farm. I'm going to put up a 6-meter antenna over there and maybe a couple more HF antennas.
What are you doing with 6 meters? Is it going to be FM or sideband or what?
Sideband, I'll be doing JSA on 6 meters.
Well, that's good. What kind of antenna is it?
Dipole that, but not.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the room for a dipole or not. How long is it?
I'm not sure what the length of it. I know it was cut for 6 meters. I don't do the measure it or do the calculations on it.
I have, I've been doing FT8 and FT4, you know, 10 through 80, and that's what my Wyndham is. Suppose the cover, it doesn't cover 6, and it doesn't cover 160, but it covers 10 through 80 very well. It's really a good antenna. I'm real pleased with it, but I do wish I had some for 6 meters, sideband and FTA.
Yeah, that's why I ended up buying a dipole. The Carolina Wyndham didn't work too well on that 6 meters, so I'll do the dipole and I'll set up my Flex 1500 up on as a dedicated radio for 6 meters.
For CBA. Yeah, I thought about what they call those, a ham stick. Sticking one of those up. See, I'm in a HOA, so I have to be careful what I put up, and it has to be on the back side of the house or in the trees, because, you know, if somebody from the HOA sees it, they'll probably have something to say about it.
Very nice. I got a set of a hand stick for 17 meters, and I get a little adapter where I can do like a dipole and put that on a tripod if I want to.
You use a chameleon with the ham stick, or do you just or is it just one ham stick?
The little adapter that'll take 2 to 6 to make a dipole out of it. I do have the chameleon portable pack where I can do infed and different type antenna configurations.
Okay. Well, like I said, it gives me something to think about. I can't decide what to put up and you know, how I'm gonna hide it and that kind of thing. Well, I'm at the sports club here, so I'm gonna jump out and go inside the bubble here and hit that little yellow ball, get some exercise, because Lord knows I need it, that's for sure.
Catch you later and have a good exercise. Well, I'll say thanks for now. This is KJ4 YQK Mobile.
Take care. Good to talk to you, Dave. It's been a while. And 73 is KB4 CBA clear.